Here's your morning brief for Wednesday, December 11th. I'm Keith Collins for The Wall Street Journal. Saudi Arabian oil giant Aramco's shares rose 10% in their trading debut on the Saudi Stock Exchange Wednesday, hitting an upper limit set by the exchange. The company raised more than $25 billion in the world's biggest IPO, a listing that falls short of Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman's original goals. A new U.S. trade deal with Mexico and Canada is on course to be approved by Congress in 2020, after House Democrats said they would back it. After months of negotiations, a revised draft of the deal, also called the USMCA, was signed by U.S., Mexican, and Canadian officials in Mexico City on Tuesday, and is seen as a victory for President Trump, who campaigned on a promise to rework NAFTA. Chevron is writing down the value of its assets by more than $10 billion, the largest write-down by an energy producer in years, as the industry faces a glut of oil and gas supplies. The second biggest U.S. oil company also will explore the sale of some of its assets. Before the bell, the U.S. is set to release consumer price inflation figures for November. And in Washington this afternoon, Federal Reserve officials are expected to keep interest rates unchanged at a range of 1.5 to 1.75% after lowering the Fed's benchmark three times since July. For more details, please head to our website, wsj.com, or the WSJ app.